turns out. Let's keep our eyes on the sun. Let us pray. Oh God, open our hearts now so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts would be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the early part of World War II, a Navy submarine was stuck on the bottom of the harbor in New York City. It seemed that all was lost. There was no electricity, and the oxygen was quickly running out. In one last attempt to rescue the sailors from that steel coffin, the U.S. Navy sent a ship equipped with Navy divers to the spot on the surface directly above the wounded submarine. A Navy diver went over the side of the ship to the dangerous depths in one last rescue attempt. The trapped soldiers heard the metal boots of the diver land on the exterior surface, and they moved to where they thought the rescuer would be. In the darkness, they tapped in Morse code. Is there any hope? The diver on the outside recognized the message signaled by tapping on the exterior of the sub. Yes, there is hope. This is the picture of our dilemma as we worship this glad Easter day. Humankind is trapped in a dreadful situation. All around we are running low on hope, and we look for a word from beyond, offering it to us. This world in which we live is plagued with fear, loneliness, helplessness, and grief. The more we try to rescue ourselves, the more we seem to fall behind. We wonder, is there any hope? We are no different than the early disciples who stood at the foot of the cross on Good Friday. They saw their hope for the future die at that place. How would they live? How would they go on? This Easter day, those of us who preach feel the pain of people suffering. We're reminded now with the sirens going by, our first responders, those that are suffering, those that are waiting for hope and help. Some this very moment are feeling hopeless, while others are battling the demons of loneliness, boredom, and helplessness. We all face the burden of aging, the destruction of family life, debilitating diseases, unstable economy, and a culture that appears to be crumbling from within. Not to mention the fact that there seems to be so much violence everywhere. We see in all of this the emptiness of secularism in the celebrity culture. We long for a word from the outside, and we cry out to God, is there any hope? As we read the Easter story, we see that the word does come back and that the sum of the story is yes, there is hope. It comes in the form of a Galilean carpenter crucified and resurrected from the dead 2,000 years ago in an obscure part of the world. The accounts written about him give witness to 10 appearances after he was raised from the dead. And the event of his resurrection has become the spinal cord of a new community of faith that formed around him. Not only was he resurrected, but he ascended to his Father in heaven and now gives the hope that we long to have. Dr. E. Stanley Jones, the great Methodist missionary preacher of a century gone by, was about to deliver an address to a group on Easter Sunday morning. On his way to the pulpit, two young ladies met him and said to him simply, "If you have anything to say to us, say it now." He preached his heart out, and one of the young ladies made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, and her life was forever changed. The other went out, and he never heard from her again. I think the same thing is true of the church today. If we have anything to say, this is the day in which it must be said. It has been said that there are four kinds of saviors that have appeared on history's stage. There's the savior with a scepter, who is a politician. The savior with a book, who is a philosopher. The savior with the sword, who is a military leader. And the savior who has presented himself as a demagogue. However, they all have succumbed to the last enemy. They died. The Christian faith contends, and I agree, that the only Savior who is qualified to deliver us, bring us hope, and to save us is Jesus of Nazareth, the Galilean carpenter, because he is the only one to conquer death. Many years ago, Alan Watts, a Zen Buddhist, whose books at the time were very popular, said that Christians are too reticent in their proclamation, too restrained. He said, "If I were a Christian and believed my Savior had been raised from the dead, I would shout it from the rooftop, and I would not be silent on the subject." We must be reminded that the belief of Jesus' resurrection is not the belief that Jesus had simply gone to heaven after his death. The Easter faith was always and is always the belief that Jesus went through death into a new sort of bodily existence in which his original body was transformed into a body with new characteristics and properties. The Apostle Paul makes it clear that our bodies are not abandoned, but rather are transformed. The early Christians believed that this same thing actually happened within the real world, and that there is not only life after death for all God's people, but also God's people will be given new bodies, like Jesus's body, to share in the new heaven and the new earth that God will make. This is why we pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Easter Day was the first answer to that prayer. This means that Easter is more than meets the eye. It is more than pie in the sky. But instead, it is the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. This turns the focus from our feelings to the needs of this world. This needs to be clearly said, shouted from the rooftops, that the living God, in principle, dealt with evil once and for all, and is now at work by His own Spirit to do for us and the whole world what He did for Jesus on that first Easter day. This resurrection power is meant for the living of our days in the midst of a pandemic. This resurrection was not a once-in-a-lifetime take-it-or-leave-it event. It is not optional equipment for the Christian. Without it, it would be right to say that Christianity is a wish-fulfilling religion. Take it away, and the pundits are right to say that Christianity is a religion for wimps. Put it back, and you have a faith that can take on this unbelieving world. The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. This day is saying, Hallelujah, Christ is risen. This day, it must be clear that all of us must realize that the identical divine energy, which at first took Christ out of the grave, is still available, not at the end of life, not at the hour of our death, but available here and now to help us to live. Therein lies our hope. We say that Jesus is Lord of the world, and the rulers of this world are not. It not only gives us personal hope, but also gives the strength to work with other Christians around the world against unjust systems and speak the truth of the gospel wherever we can. The power which on Easter Day shattered death is now given to us to live. This vitalizes the most oppressed and disillusioned and defeated of all people into a resurrection personality and conquering soul. This is the theme that inspires our music and preaching and empowers our witness. The same power that rolled away the stone that day is the power available for us for living as well as for dying. In the words of John Donne, Death, be not proud, thou hast died. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Yes, there is hope. Let us pray. Eternal God, on this Easter day, give us a renewed vision of the hope that You have given to each of us. And let us know that we do not walk in this world alone. We do not carry these burdens by ourselves. And that you love us enough to give us care and comfort. We pray in the strong name of the resurrected Christ. Amen.